Hello, this is Dorothy with Viola. Today we're doing a podcast and asking some questions. All right, Viola, first question. Why did you disguise as a male?
Well, basically, as I arrived to the city of Illyria without any sort of male company, I needed to fit in because at that point in time, men were considered the more powerful and superior gender because women weren't as powerful then.
All right, moving on. Who helped you with your disguise? Just asking.
When I arrived in Illyria without a male companion, I knew I needed to disguise as a male. With the help of Captain, whom rescued me from the ship, I became a eunuch.
All right, great answer. Third question. Why did you not give up to tell Olivia about the Duke's feelings for her?
First of all, the Duke asked me to go express his feelings for her about him. Also, he told me to not come back without results. Therefore, if I gave him results, I would probably get on his good side.
All right, moving along. Did you at any point forget you were acting as Cesario?
I always remembered I was acting as Cesario, but I almost slipped up a few times revealing my true identity as Viola.
All right, great. What made you attracted to the Duke?
It was mostly his passion about love and Olivia. He tried so much to get Olivia to recognize his feelings about her, but she just wasn't having it. Anyway, I just wish someone feel like how the Duke feels about Olivia towards me.
Great answer. Now, how did you feel when you found out that your brother might be alive?
Well, when I first heard about it, I felt very hopeful, and I just want to find out that my brother was actually alive, as he was the last family member I have had living since my father and mother passed away, sadly.
All right. Last question, Viola. Did you ever regret disguising yourself as a man?
No, because if I didn't disguise as Cesario, I wouldn't have the opportunities I had as him. Because women weren't accepted, as I said earlier, as they are now in 2018. Therefore, I would possibly have been shunned upon and not have had the job opportunities that I would have had as a male eunuch.
All right. Great podcast. We'll tune in with you again, Viola, sometime. Goodbye. Toodaloo-doo.